17.
Wrong. I'm sorry. Hi, this is Cousin Brucie. How many cows?
9.
Wrong. Cousin Brucie, how many cows?
Cousin Brucie, could it be 16?
No. Cousin Brucie, how many cows?
22.
Wrong.
Oh, ah.
Cousin Brucie, how many cows?
20.
What'd you say?
20.
20 cows? Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir.
What is your name?
Madeline Bigelwet.
What is it?
Madeline Bigelwet.
Madeline, where do you live?
In Brooklyn.
Madeline, are you sitting down?
No.
You better sit down.
Okay.
You? Madeline, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Madeline?
Yes.
You're the winner!
Really?
You won a cow!
Oh, my goodness.
Madeline, what are you going to do with a cow?
What do I do with a cow? Well, I got 5 kids that would come and put in handy.
You get the milk, huh?
Yeah, I hope.
Did you ever think you'd win a cow in the war? I mean, you ever think you'd win... Well, you've been listening, what, since 10:30? Did you actually take a guess? Or you really knew how many cows?
No, I've been listening before 10:30.
Oh, that's...
We listen to you all the time. My husband listens to you at work also in his place.
And is your husband listening now?
I'm not sure.
You better say something. You better say, darling...
Darling.
Talk to him. Darling, guess what we have?
Guess what we have?
We have a cow in the house.
We have a cow in the house for our 5 kids.
Well, how do you feel? What does it feel like to win a cow?
Shaky.
Shaky? Well, that's good. When you try to get the milk from the others, if your hand shakes a little bit, it'll sort of be very good for you.
You're right.
Well, what are you going to do with this cow? Are you going to be able to keep it, or are you going to trade him in for another thing?
Well, I hope I will be able to keep it. I'm not so sure, though, because I'm not sure where you can keep it. I mean, I haven't got a farm or anything like that.
Where do you live in Brooklyn? What area?
I called you once before on 6664 Humpson Parkway.
Well, I bet your neighbors would love that.
Yeah,
they put
right.
A leash around it. Right, hold on. I get your address and congratulations, my cow winner. You're
Thank
a cowgirl.
You. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Colombo Yogurt, I think we're very pleased. Hold on.
Isn't that something? That's a cream of applause, isn't it? Madeline Bigelwet. Gentlemen, listeners, her career has been very rewarding. It has been very good to me. I feel
you're
good
listening
about
to correspondent Charles
do,
McCord.
I bring to my job the very best effort I can. Free speech and our constitutional guarantees are of primary importance if this society is going to be kept the free society that our founding fathers intended. Freedom of the press and what have you is terrible.
Charles McCord, one of the correspondents who satisfies your need to know on NIS.
That is one reason that NIS is very important to me, because it allows me to participate in this entire process. The other reason is that NIS is unique. It is all news all the time, for the first time that a network has ever done this on a nationwide basis, and I just think it can be a terribly important and valuable service.
Charles McCord, one of the professionals who make up your news and information service. From News Center 97, I'm Sam Hall. It'll be mostly warm, humid, and clear tonight, low around 70. Sunny and warm tomorrow with a high near 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night.
New Zealand's John Walker is...
calling to cash in.
The New York Sound.
50,000 watts clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC New York.
NBC Radio News. Portuguese civilians attack leftist headquarters in 2 more towns. And moderate military leaders petition for dismissal of their left-leaning premier. This is Bob King.
This is Gene Shepard. How about joining me following the news at 9 right here over WOR New York, the talk of New York?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fastest going contest in town. Welcome to...
The Name Game.
And now, the biggest name dropper of them all, Cousin Bruce Morrow!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, young ladies. Thank you. What a lovely audience. Thank you. All right, calm them down. Now, calm them down, pages, please. Okay, on the telephone, I have our first contestant of
this. Now, next time, when Cousin Bruce Morrow plays... a BM production.
Cousin Bruce, 66 WNBC.
That's nice. Esther Rule. That's quite a gal, by the way. She's terrific. She's one of my favorites. Hey, I have $1,000 cash to give away very shortly. Stand by within 20 minutes, will you? Here's my music. Melissa.
All this weekend, 66 WNBC is celebrating its 53rd birthday and reliving some of the events that were part of WNBC's great history. On July 12, 1923, the first broadcast prize fight was heard over WEAF, now WNBC, between Jess Willard and Louis Firpo.
Boxing fans, Rafa Donovan has the two principals in the ring. I want you to listen to their instructions. Arthur Donovan speaking to the two fighters with us.
WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong.
Happy birthday.
The Great 66 WNBC is celebrating its 53rd birthday all this weekend, and you're invited.
Happy birthday, 66 WNBC.
Hello, baby.
EAF, then WNBC, and then in 54, changed to WRCA, where it would remain WRCA until 1960. WNBC, 53 years later. On August 16th, 1922, WEAF New York commenced operation. WEAF was the forerunner for the now WNBC.
This is WEAF, the broadcasting station of the Western Electric Company, 463 West Street, New York. We take this opportunity to announce that this station is now available for public use for the following periods: 11 a.m. to 12 noon and 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays.
WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong.
The Director of Sales Development here at WNBC. If you have a product or a service to sell, you should consider us. WNBC can tell men about razor blades when they're shaving. WNBC can sell makeup to a woman when she's applying it. And WNBC can sell your product or service at the time a prospective customer is most receptive. If you represent a business that could benefit from more customers, call me at Circle 78300. I'd like to show you our radio station, buy you lunch, and give you some ideas on how WNBC can help you generate new business. Call Circle 78300, extension 4084. Become one of the voices in your radio.
WNBC.
It was sponsored by the Queensboro Corporation. It lasted about 10 minutes and cost about $100.
This afternoon, the radio audience is to be addressed by Mr. Blackwell of the Queensboro Corporation, who, through arrangements made by the Griffin Radio Service Incorporated, will say a few words concerning Nathaniel Hawthorne and the desirability of fostering the helpful community spirit and the helpful, unconfined home life that were Hawthorne ideals.
WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong. Broadcast by wire-connected radio stations WEAF, now WNBC in New York, and WNAC in Boston, which is now WRKO. WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong. November of 1929, WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong. By the mid-30s, WEAF, later to become WNBC, was already originating many network programs.
1:30 Sunday afternoon in New York, and the RCA building now stands up straight.
WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong.
The world record for remaining on the radio the longest is held by WNBC's own Edie Pringle, who started on radio in the 1940s as a co-star with Judy Foster on NBC's Date with Judy network radio program. The world's greatest contest aired 1940, two of America's funniest men, Abbott and Costello, were heard for the first time over WEAF, later to become WNBC, the flagship station for the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong. July the 26th, 1939, Helen Trent was heard for the first time over WEAF in New York, later to become WNBC. It became one of America's favorite soap operas.
Again, the romance of Helen Trent.
WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong.
Happy birthday. It's a miraculous transformation between morning and afternoon. Well, listen, that kind of wraps it up for the Oogie Pringle Show for today, but I'm not through yet. I still have to go at 1 o'clock. We got a lot more good music for you and some more prizes to give away on the birthday party and all that stuff. So why don't you hang in with us, because this is where all the fun is. On 66 WNBC, my name is Al Brady, and I'm delighted to have you here today, this morning, which is almost afternoon. Be back in a minute or so.
Again, the romance of Helen Trent.
WNBC, 53 years later, and still going strong.
It's a miraculous transformation between morning and afternoon. Well, listen, that kind of wraps it up for the Oogie Pringle Show for today, but I'm not through yet. I still have to go to 1 o'clock. It's a miraculous transformation between morning and afternoon. Well, listen, they're kind of wrapped up with a Oogie Pringle Show for today, but I'm not going to be right. I still have to go to 1 o'clock. We got a lot more good music for you and some more prizes to give away on the birthday party and all that stuff. So why don't you hang in with us, because this is where all the fun is. At 66 WNBC, my name is Al Brady, and I'm delighted to have you here today, this morning, which is almost afternoon. Be back in a minute or so.
New York
Sound. 50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News. Seagram's air okay. Two suspects in custody, other kidnappers being sought. This is Mark Henry reporting.
On September the 26th in 1960, George Dietrich was named general manager of WNBC. In that year, the program Parallel won an Ohio State Award. In 1961, on March the 28th, Theodore Walworth was named general manager of WNBC, later to become vice president of NBC. In 1963, George Skinner was WNBC's general manager, and then in 1967, it was Lee Hansen. On October of 1969, Perry B. Bascom, current general manager of WNBC, was named to that post. Later, in 1975, WNBC won the George Foster Peabody Award for its broadcast of Pledge a Job. WNBC, 53 years later and still going strong.
Happy birthday! Dick Summer.
I appreciate it.
party. We've been telling you about that all weekend long. And it is... That's a long time. 53 years, you know. That's longer than a lot of us have been walking around here. Even me. And you can imagine that. But on this very same radio station, in this very same studio, perhaps, a lot of things that are really important in the history of radio went down. And I'm going to give you something now that is kind of precious, really, because, like, you will have probably the only copy of it around if you got a tape recorder going now. In about 2.5 minutes, somewhere around 30, maybe 35, close to 40 years worth of radio history. Listen.
There's a lot to remember.
We have $1,000 in our pot of gold.
Hey, Moose and Andy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Kraft Music Hall.
There's a blue.
Isle of Isle with Lorenzo Jones.
Milton and the Corky Capy Man.
I am not going to make a picture with Fred Allen.
Pepper Young's family.
The March of Time.
This is Ben Bernie, the voice of experience.
Oh, no, McGee, please, not on Sunday. Don't do
it. We want cancer.
I know.
He seems even taller because he's got high blood pressure.
Ladies and gentlemen, easy eight.
I'm standing again tonight, looking out over London.
Backstage right.
One man's family.
Mr. North and South American, all the ships at sea.
I love a mystery.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
Guiding light.
Hello, Duffy Salmon, will you leave me?
Good evening, friends of the inner sanctum.
I will see you over.
Lux presents...
Bob broadcasting from...
Who knows what evil?
Hello to you, Doctor.
And
Dr. Christian. He's of course.
Time for Lum and Abner.
Don't touch that dial.
But you like to be.
Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
Eastern wartime. The Japanese have accepted our terms fully.
Double or Nothing, the thrilling quiz show, Tom and Dallas.
The Witch's Tale.
Unfold. True detective mystery.
8 o'clock.
In the nitty-gritty city,
this is Robert W. Morgan.
It's no wonder this country's in the mess it is. If you show some genuine concern for real problems...
President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both hit by a would-be assassin's bullet.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot.
We've just received a report that something is happening down at Senator Robert F. Kennedy's headquarters, so let's switch there now.
Doctor, we need a doctor right here to the microphone, please, immediately.
Kennedy has been shot, and it may be very serious.
In the blind, everything we got was nominal. You're on your way.
Follow on the way to freeways and helicopter 710.
67 degrees under cloudy skies in...
Everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Serving the metropolitan area, this is News Center 97, WNWS-FM, New York.
At 9 o'clock, I'm Bill Maher.
Good job, Ms. Maher. Show
five,
ball.
Five,
what does that mean?
5 years ago, I was doing a show called The Night Train Show in Cleveland. And I asked Don, I says, would you be so kind as to cut an intro?
So I did my impression of Little Richard. Now, you might have made that plain. In your Larry Kenny area, I did me, and then I did Little Richard, and then we played a Little Richard record. So
With Little Richard.
Oh, it's time now for No Night's Night Train.
Richard, you listen and you're aboard the great night train with Norman Knight, the night train. Norman, come on.
Oh, the night hawk is here, the night train. Oh, Norman. Woo.
Good golly, Miss Marley.
Today is Monday, August 18th, 1975. This is Barbara Hochter.
And I'm Charles McCord with your news and information service. Present your news and information station.
Coming up next, correspondent Ann Taylor reports on a meeting of one of the largest religious organizations going on in Texas. The Disciples of Christ. This is Barbara Hochter.
And I'm Charles McCord.
With your news and information service. And this is correspondent Jim Newman is here now with the latest in that world.
Well, Barbara, so...
Barbara Hochter with Charles McCord on Monday, the 18th of August. This is your news and information station.
At WNWS, it's 20 minutes past 12 noon. I'm Don John Ross.
New Harris and Gallup opinion polls came out today, giving the opinion of the American public on how President Ford is handling his job.
This is your news and information station.
The multi-million dollar damage suit arising out of the Kent State killing should be going to the jury by the end of the week. We'll have the latest on that in 1 minute. The Federal Energy Administration says the expected end of oil price controls eased by removal of import fees. There's that familiar sound, and these are among the top stories that we are covering for you. Israeli Prime Minister Rabin found himself in a defensive posture today in Parliament as right-wing opposition members criticized the impending Sinai agreements with Egypt.
Bodies of three firefighters who died in the Philadelphia oil refinery fire have been recovered. Three other firemen are also believed to have died, but their bodies have not been found.
Oil ministers from the big petroleum-producing countries are meeting in Vienna to discuss oil price increases for the fall.
Maritime union leaders meeting with AFL-CIO President Meany concerning their refusal to load American grain bound for Russia.
Mr. and Mrs. Jack Scott, whose names have figured in the Patty Hearst story, say they're being harassed by the FBI. All news, all day, every day. This is your news and information service. With Charles McCord, this is Barbara Hochter.
Serving the metropolitan area, this is News Center 97, WNWS-FM, New York. At 12:30, this is Dick Boyer with News. WNWS time, 12:32. This is Charles McCord.
And I'm Barbara Hochter.
With your news and information service. The troubled regions of many of our big urban centers have been comparatively quiet.
Secretary of State Kissinger heads back to the Middle East later in the week.
Station. Station.
These are the headlines. President Ford kicks off a... This is Barbara Hocker.
And I'm Charles McCord.
With your news and information service. President Ford hits...
The stock market is edging higher in moderate trading. Information station.
In 1 minute, Philip Till with a report from Bonn on cleanups going on after a series of fires in timber areas that may have been the work of an arsonist.
Officials cleaning up after a series of brush and timber fires.
People flock to Hollywood by the score to try to become stars.
And information station.
Yeah. WNWS-FM is therefore the perfect place to present your product or service to potential customers. Consider this. WNWS-FM has the attributes of all radio, the opportunity to reach prospective customers, the ability to provide a high frequency of announcements, the ability to tell a story, plus the additional advantage of reaching people when they're tuned in to what is being said. If you'd like to find out more about the best media buy in town, give us a call. I'm Michael Purcell, Director of Sales Development, and I can be reached at Circle 7 8300, extension 4084. That's CI7 8300, extension 4084. WNWS FM. We talk to people, just like you.
The novel of the summertime this year is E.L. Doctorow's Ragtime, and Barbara Hochter has a review.
It's no easy task E.L. Doctorow undertook in the writing.
Norman Knight's going to be here next. He's going to be doing the next 4 hours for you. He's going to be sitting in for both Al Brady and Oogie Pringle, filling four shoes at once. Norm Knight. I'll see you Saturday morning at 6 o'clock here at the Great 66. Have yourself a nice night now. Bye-bye.
Watts Clear Channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company, WNBC New York.
NBC Radio News. Jeff Thompson reporting.
Sports coming up next with Charles Scott King.
I'm Charles Scott King, and this is what's happening in sports.
And can win a catamaran or a dynamite Datsun duo. Coming soon from the Great 66.
The New York Sound!
50,000 watts, clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC, New York.
NBC Radio News, this is Don Doak.
A dynamite Datsun duo coming soon from the Great 66.
Here in the summer excitement in Rockefeller Center, 6WNBC.
Good afternoon, it's 3:30, and I'm Nick Chiron, Rockefeller Center. You?
This is Weekend Sports. I'm Barry Tompkins.
Pat Frazier. I miss want you. Join I miss his army.
You're tired, you're hungry, you're poor. Keep all them wootsies, warlocks, wiggers, and wagos that run big business.
If you represent a business that could benefit from low-cost advertising, call Michael Purcell at Circle 78300, extension 4084, and ask Michael how you can qualify for Ibis's Army. Ibis's Army is ubiquitous.
Station is unique in the most competitive market in the world. That's right. WNWS is the only all-new station you can receive on FM in New York. It is this unique circumstance, coupled with rates you'll find hard to believe, that make WNWS the most efficient media buy in town. On WNWS, you can showcase your product or service to an audience that is attentive and interested. On WNWS, you can reach potential customers at a time when your product or service is needed most. Find out more about this unique form of advertising. If you're the representative of a business in the New York area that could benefit from more customers, call me, Michael Purcell, at Circle 78300, extension 4084. That's CI78300, extension 4084. Put WNWS-FM to work for you.
On News Center 97, I'm Don John Ross, and our weather partly sunny, hot, and humid today with
an area from the northeast Texas coast through the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. There'll also be some rain in New England, the Pacific Northwest, and the lower Great Lakes region. It'll be mild in northern New England and from the Pacific Northwest to the Rockies. Warm weather is expected in the upper lakes and mid-Mississippi valley region. The South and Mid-Atlantic states will be mostly sunny and hot. When we return in 2 minutes, we'll have a live telephone interview about a forest fire burning out of control in California.
This is WNWS-FM. Here in New York, the major story is that...
NBC's Dynamite Dotson Duo. Exclusively on the Great 66.
New York Sound.
50,000 watts clear channel. This is the flagship station of the National Broadcasting Company. WNBC New York.
NBC Radio News. There's good economic news this morning. I'm Mike Moss.
Mr. Train, the bear missed the train. Oh, the bear missed the train, and now he's walking. The bear missed the train. Oh, the bear missed the train. Oh, the bear missed the train, and now he's walking. He's walking. Listen carefully now, game. Get up there. He's walking near. He's riding in the car. He's drinking a glass of beer. Oh, the bear missed the train. Oh, the bear missed the train. The bear missed the train, and now he's walking.
You may please honor us, Cornelius, in there with one of your inimitable commercials, please. Quickly, here we go. Quickly.
How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do? Here's the time for a commercial for you. We'd be glad to put it in if you'll get up at 10. How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do?
FM. Now you do. In the center of your dial, a 24-hour-a-day all-news station. Not just any news. NBC News, the world's largest broadcast news organization. It's here on FM at WNWS 97, the news center of your FM dial. Night and day, waiting for you.
Right now we are going to go out to, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name of the town right, Mundelein, Illinois. And we're going to be chatting with a gentleman there named Earl Reinert.